Now, let's get a little funky. Stateside's Emily Fox has this profile of the Third Coast Kings.
Well, I was cruising in my slick ride, my sweet baby by my side. From the city to the country, that's when I hear sirens and I see lights. Well, the cops stop me in my love boat, it won't 50 now and I give him a C note. I'm coming back the way I came, you can drive fast and a damn sure rain broke.
This is Sean Ike. He's the frontman of the Ann Arbor-based band The Third Coast Kings. When he is on stage, he commands your attention. He's usually wearing brightly colored suits or sparkly suits, and he's usually dancing or jumping around the mic, sometimes with a tambourine. He's tapping all over his body. And in the few seconds he might have free, he's usually wiping the sweat off of his shaved head with a hand towel he has nearby.
If you give us 5 or 6 songs, if you're not at least tapping your foot, they should check your pulse or we're doing it wrong.
Ike is the only black member of the 7-piece funk and soul band.
As a sole black man in front of a mostly white band, playing in front of a lot of mostly white folks in the Michigan area, yes, I feel that, you know, I have a responsibility to make sure I look good, sound good, perform well. You know, don't come off like I'm what they call half-stepping.
Ike also says no matter what the racial makeup is of the band, that sense of responsibility also means making sure he represents the music well.
I see that as a responsibility to carry on that social, physical, emotional, and spiritual function that funk and funky music has and that they talk about in the songs. James Brown talks about, you know, not only get on the good foot and Papa has a brand new bag, but get up, get into it, and get involved.
And you can also hear that kind of message in Third Coast Kings tunes like in Get Some, Leave Some.
If you wanna get some, you better leave some. If you wanna get some, you better leave some. Don't be so stingy that you hurt yourself. Trying to hoard what's good from everybody else. Hey, if you wanna get some, you better leave some.
And that kind of music is resonating across the globe. Turns out the Third Coast Kings are kind of a big deal in Japan. While the band has been playing in Michigan for about 7 years, it wasn't until 2012 that they realized they also had a following in Japan. That's the year they got invited to the Fuji Rock Festival.
The Fuji Rock Festival is kind of like Coachella or Lollapalooza in the mountains of Japan. And 150,000 people over 3 days.
And a lot of people came to see them play.
When I raised my hands to do the, hey, everybody clap, or hey, everybody wave your hands in the air, that thing, and you see 10 to 15,000 hands go up and follow your command. That's a dream I did not know that I had.
And it wasn't just people in the audience that loved the Third Coast Kings. When Ike and the band went to Tower Records in Tokyo, they saw their record on the top shelf of the store.
And there was a banner above it saying, no funk, no life. So I point to the CD and I point to myself and say, this is my band, Third Coast Kings, that I'm in. And then the gentleman gives me a puzzled look, and then he points at me and goes, oh. He goes to get his friend, and his friend is a big, big Third Coast Kings fan. Then autographs, photographs. The other members of the band show up, and then it becomes this a little bit of a thing.
If you get this excited about the Third Coast Kings or want to check them out for the first time, they'll be headlining a New Year's Eve show at Cliff Bells in Detroit on the 31st. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.